Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord to each and every one of you beautiful souls. You are tuned into Fire and welcome the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He is the only hope and light for our dark, lost, and dying world. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and that has ever been played. Fire the gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because listen, God is not a respecter of persons. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and truth. For our spiritual uplift, we will be embracing from the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, 3 through 5, where we hear our Lord Jesus bringing the truth about some of our egotistical and arrogant ways. How we can be so quick to point our fingers of blame and criticism and get amnesia when it comes to our own self-examination. We're going to be discussing sex and beans right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, because we need to just discover about ourselves before we start trying to discover other folks, because we have all sinned in the sight of God. There's none of us that are perfect, no, not one. Only Jesus the Christ is the perfect one. My special guest today, she is author of the Torn series. I'm sure you ladies, readers, know about Woman of God. Ella Johnson, President CEO of Mahogany Motivations, President and CEO of Women at Work International, and hostess of the Ella Johnson Show. Woman of God, Ella Johnson is here. She's going to share her testimony, her spiritual principle to success, and she's going to just share her testimony about the wonderful things that God has done in her life, and we are happy and excited to have her here with us today. So listen, we are going to have a good time. Y'all know how we do things here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You know we don't be messing around. We give God his praise. We give God his glory. We encourage one another, and then we go about our business of letting our light shine. You can go ahead and call those family members. You can go ahead and call those friends and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the airways doing what he do for God, encouraging each and every one of you to live this life of Jesus to the fullest. Amen. We've already had prayers. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for watching over our lives, for giving us this wonderful opportunity to represent God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit one more time. I thank you for my special guest. I thank you for the listeners that will be blessed by your presence. But most of all, we thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you for using us to do your perfect will. Amen goes right there, and we do not apologize for the good, beautiful things that's about to happen to each one of our souls. Hallelujah. I know I feel it. I feel it. Lord Jesus, y'all know how we do things. We just started this bad boy off just like we always do, getting our uplifted praise on and thanking God for his goodness. Lord Jesus, thank you, man of God. Kenny Bovian, why we sing? We sing because we have a God that is great. We have a God that is awesome. We have a God that heals, delivers, and restores. And with that in mind, by it being September 11th for this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast, we would be remiss if we did not take time out to continue to say prayers for our country, as well as for those that have lost loved ones, be they those that were employed in the Twin Towers on September 11th, 20 years ago today, or firefighters, or police officers that died in the effort to rescue those whose lives were lost in that horrific terror attack. So yes, we have a God that restores, that heals, delivers. And on behalf of all of us here at Fire, the Gospel Experience, we extend heartfelt prayers, condolences to each and every one of you that have felt this tremendous loss and pain. We thank God for his healing grace and his mercy. My special guest is here to join us, awesome woman of God. I already told y'all some of the things that God has blessed her with, president and CEO at Mahogany Motivation, as well as a member of Central Florida Association of Black Journalists. She is chief executive officer, founder at Women at Work International, and she does television, she does radio, and is the host of the Ella Johnson Show. It is our extreme pleasure to have this awesome dynamite of a woman of God here to share with us whatever it is God has put in her spirit. We are trusting God to speak through her and use her in great abundance and impact right now. So without any further ado, my special guest, woman of God, Ella Johnson, is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Amen, amen. Woman of God, Ella Johnson, we thank you for joining us on this Fire Gospel Experience. Bless you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you.
You're doing a tremendous work. I came across you in my search for God's anointed on Facebook, and there you were. You were such a bright and shining persona on your broadcast. I said, my God, that is what I'm talking about. Somebody that obviously has had intimacy and redemptive relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I felt that. And I said, my God, look forward to the day when this woman of God can come and be my special guest and sit and testify and tell her story about how God has impacted her life and the wonderful things that you've accomplished. So if you'd be so kind, I would love for you to just start you choose to tell your story about Ella Johnson and when you declared your allegiance and your commitment to live for Jesus Christ.
Well, I am just, that's a very, very good question, because you're correct in saying that there was intimacy. Because one thing for sure, knowing God is not just about reading about him, what you've heard, but there's nothing like having a personal experience with him, in that he speaks into your life. He's with you during the hard times, because everyone seems to have this conception that it is gonna always be easy just because now you have accepted God into your life, and that's not the case. Because one thing for sure, when you have been accepted and pointed out as a leader for God and for Christ, you also become a target, and you have to go in understanding that, but understanding that it's not about you. It's never about you. It's all one end that we're all trying to get to. And we're all trying to get to heaven. That's what it is. And our job is to help as many people get there as possible. This is not the time for us to lay up our treasures and to make it like this is permanent. It's not. And I think that's why people get frustrated, is because they don't have enough faith to believe that there is another side to this. And right now, God is calling all of us to action, especially now. And he's asking each of us to use whatever platform, whatever voice, whatever influence that we have to be able to spread his message. And it can't be ours. It has to always lead them to him. He's the light, you know? And but we're in a dark world because we want to spend so much time preaching to our own, but you're a light in a lit room. You can't be effective. You have to go where there's a need.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's so true. That is so true.
That's just kind of where I am. Yeah, yeah.
Well, woman of God, I applaud that truth and that testimony. It just seems like the devil has strategically set variances between men and women, between races, between economic status, people on how we're living. Being who you are, African-American woman, believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, can you share with all of us, but I want you to see if you can relate maybe predominantly to the sisters and then everybody else, we're going to benefit as well. But is there a word of encouragement that you can recall from your past life where you were able to see that being a woman and then maybe being a black woman, how you had to deal with adversity in that regard and how you as a Christian woman was able to deal with that and overcome those circumstances in spite of?
Wow, that's a very loaded question because I've had several experiences. It's almost difficult to pick just one, but I welcome them because anytime I get an opportunity for God to be the bright light in the whole story, that's what it's all about for me, is using me. But one thing I can think of in particular is I was at this job once, and I just believe that when you work on a job, for women, men, this is for anybody, especially people of color, when you are working in any job, the Christians are supposed to be the best at it. And
that's right.
It's because God gives you that gift and that talent, and we have to continue to be the best whether we're being treated the right way or not. And I think sometimes it's so easy to choose the other way. It's easy to choose, well, I'm not going to do because of them. I'm not going to do. And it takes a special person led by God to say, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good in spite of. And I was at a job once, and I could just think of the very last one where I was presented with a situation that people of color were in a warehouse that were, and they were not being treated, you know, like decent people. They were being treated unfairly and, you know, as if their life didn't matter, that they were in there risking their life, and all kinds of unsafe things were going on. Well, they came to me. And I didn't take it lightly that they came to me. They came to me because they felt that I would be that person that would stand up. Now, mind you, I had nothing to do with the warehouse. I didn't work in the warehouse. I had nothing to do. I worked in the credit department. I was the one that was opening up the account for the company. So I had nothing to do with the warehouse. So for them to come to me, I said, okay, God, let's talk about this. If I go to OSHA and report them, because it's not something that I would be wrong, because they are violating the safety precautions for the department and it's putting people's lives at risk. I mean, you have a guy on a forklift that's driving it drunk. Someone's going to get killed. I had a conversation with God and I said, God, use me in whatever way you need to, because one thing I'm not is scared. I have no fear because you're the one
that's
who can give me life, take life. Why would I be afraid of people on this earth? There's no way I walk in fear. You didn't create me that way. So I called. And it cost me my job because I got fired. Now, had I been concerned about my livelihood, because if we say all the time, and I know there's so many of you listening to this broadcast, and we say we trust God and we're not depending on anybody for what we have, we're depending on Him. Well, that has to be tested sometimes. And in that moment, mine was tested. Do you believe in this job or do you believe in God to provide? And I always say God is my source, right? So then if God is my source, then He's going to provide whether I have that job or not. So I just wanted to use that as a, as an example, because it's the first one I could think of, because it's the most recent. But we have to learn how to trust God even when we can't trace it. And it's so easy
Thank
to
you.
Say, but it's a lot easier to do. But faith is not faith unless it's tested.
Amen. Amen. I had the privilege of being on Clubhouse with Dr. Victoria Dunstan, who is a mutual friend of ours,
mm-hmm.
on her Clubhouse platform, Truth Lives. And we were discussing about what Joseph had went through. And what we all came to realize is that we want to pray for deliverance from hard times, from struggle, from pressure, from adversity. And we get lost and confused and feel abandoned even by God when we aren't delivered, not realizing maybe until after the process of time has gone on, and then we can see that through it all, by keeping our faith, that there was a seasoning process that was going on, that there was a maturation process that was going on that
right.
only could
right.
have gone happen through those trials and adversities. We all know that the only way a piece of coal is transformed into a beautiful carat faceted diamond is by pressure. And so God is using the pressures of this world to form in us the diamond effects, if you will, the diamond qualities of our Lord and Jesus, Savior, Jesus the Christ. So I asked that question because as loaded as it was, we always need to be mindful that pressure and adversity and the things that will come against us are actually part of being a born-again Christian, because we're living in a world that opposes Christianity for the most part. So we have to be willing to
right.
take that stand. So I appreciate you sharing that.
I want your listeners to remember one thing, because I like to relate to everyday things that we don't see a message in. And as a motivational
okay.
speaker, I want to leave your listeners with one. Every woman that's watching or listening to this podcast at one point may have been pregnant. And if they haven't
mm-hmm.
been, well, you know someone who has. And I want you
That's
to
right.
think of your dream is that baby. The dreams you have, the goals, mm-hmm. the aspirations for your life is that baby. Now, it starts out as a small seed, but over
yeah.
time, it has to mature. The same thing
mm-hmm.
your dreams have to do. You're not ready. If God gave it to you right now, you'd mess it up, because there's some things you got to learn along the way, how to manage money, how to meet people, how to greet people. How to hire the right people, how to
That's
be
right.
able to test things. So he has to mature
mm-hmm.
you. So as a woman carries a baby and you carry your dream, it's maturing. God is allowing you to
mm-hmm.
learn those things. And there will come a time, and you're constantly getting those checkups, so that's good. And the baby starts moving as it gets older. That is a way
yeah.
for you to know that the dream is still alive in you, that it's not dead, that God is still with you. Sometimes when it has to move and it's uncomfortable. See, we want to be comfortable, but you can't. The success starts at the end of your comfort. So you're going to be a little
Amen.
Uncomfortable
I like
sometimes.
That.
So as it gets
mm-hmm.
older, as it goes more and more, there's going to come a day where you're going to start cramping. Hello, somebody.
Mm, come
you're
going to
start
good.
Cramping. That is your key that is almost here. See, that process has to take place in a woman's body for the baby to come. Now, why did God allow a woman to go through pain first? Why couldn't she just bled it out and be done with it? Just the same way
yeah.
as your dream, that is a test. That is a test to see if you're ready. So once that pain comes,
Amen.
What do they tell all of us women? They tell us to push. They tell us
yeah.
to push. When it hurts, push. When your dream seems like it's far away, push. Now, I've given myself my own meaning of that acronym, push. It means pray.
Okay.
It means sometimes you got to usher in the Holy Spirit. It means you got to
yeah.
continue to serve. And the H means holler if you need to. Sometimes you got to holler.
Oh.
All right? When you're pushing. All right?
Holler.
So you got to push. Holler if you have
yeah.
to. But sometimes
right.
when now that it's there and you're at the hospital and everyone is standing around waiting, this is as hard as it's ever been. Some of you are at that point where it's the hardest it's ever been. Push. When it hurts, push. When people are walking away, push. And one thing that happens, once that baby is put in your arms, you forget all about the pain.
Yeah.
So I want to give that brief motivational message for someone that's feeling like their dream is far away. If you're hurting, that's God's way of letting you know it's still alive.
Amen. Amen. That dream is still alive. You just have to hold on to it by faith. And I love the fact that God requires us to live beyond our five senses, because there is more to existence than just what we know through our earthbound journey. We have got to understand that there is a whole nother world that cannot be seen. So we have to believe by faith that it is there. No one would deny the effects of the wind. You can't see the wind, but you can see the effects of it, and you can't deny it, especially with tropical storms blowing at 100 and some odd degrees, blowing houses down, blowing ships out of the water, or flip over tractor trailers. No one can see sound, but we can see the effects of sound. All of those things are undeniable. So God wants us to develop an undeniable ability to trust him, and it's called faith. I have
to
applaud the recent broadcast that you had regarding stories of people that have endured domestic violence. So such a beautiful series that you did. Touched my heart. I have had so many special guests, gospel artists, ministers, preachers, teachers, that have shared the horror of having had some sort of abuse put on them, generally in early childhood. And I'm all for being an advocate. I'm all for starting a movement, whatever we need to do, so that we can push the devil back off of those innocent ones. Is there anything that you would like to share to those that are listening to this broadcast, be they man, woman, boy, or girl, that have suffered, is suffering from some sort of abuse? What words of hope and inspiration would you share?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and thank you. I'm glad that you were watching that broadcast. That was a week-long story. It looks like it's become one of my top shows, because that one and Clergy Hurt, they've become very popular on my show. And I, you know, the same as I did with those women that showed up, you know, they had to first make a decision. You have to find out. I mean, you have to, it's, everything starts with a decision, and you can't waver on that decision. And these women, they weren't ready for those decisions, because they kept going back. And that has been very traditional in anyone who suffers from any kind of abuse. You usually go back to your abuser. But when they finally made a decision, it starts with a decision. They were able to say, okay, let me look in the mirror and see what I need to change about me. Dr. Charles Dent was one of my clergy that was on my show, and he said something so profound. He said, we spend so much of our lives looking out the window instead of looking in the mirror. And if you can think about that for a minute, we look out the window, but we don't want to look in the mirror, because when you're looking out the window, you see everybody else's fault. But when you look in the mirror, you're forced to deal with your own. And so these abused women, if you are out there and you are being abused, you have to start with a decision. I know everything that follows that is not going to be easy, you know, because you make a decision, but you got to feel protected also. You have to get on your knees. I will never steer anyone away from God. In all things, you have to go to him. There's no special formula. There's no special ingredient. One thing you have to do, let yourself go. Kill your flesh. Kill that flesh. Right. Meaning, stop worrying about what people think. Stop worrying about what people are going to say. You have to forget about that. You got to kill your flesh daily if you want to be in line with God, because it's not about you. So when you make that decision, you're tired of being abused. You're tired of being treated. You want to get back to who you are. And a lot of women don't know who they are. Men, women, boy, girl, we don't know who we are.
Come on.
If we don't know who we are, someone will tell you. And you don't want to be walking around here living. And that's just like, you know, we try to take on more than we need to. Some things you're not supposed to have to deal with, you know. We are answered to stuff that's not true. If someone called me right now and asked for Cynthia, I'm not Cynthia. Why am I going to answer that call? Because that's not who I am.
Yeah.
But we have to find out who we are before we can ever get out of any situation, whether it be domestic violence, whatever ratchet situation we're in. You have to know who you are and whose you are. that's more important than anything. When you know that you are a child of God and you know what he said about who you are, you can't tell me you don't know who you are if you know who you are. Because he tells you who you are just because you're his child. You are the head and not the tail. You're above, never again beneath. These are the things he said. So being beneath, if you're accepting that, then you can't know who you are. So who you are has to come in line with who you are. So that's where it all begins and ends for me when it comes to any situation, whether it be domestic violence or anything, honestly.
Amen. And see, the whole power behind what my special guest woman of God, Ella Johnson, said is this is the reason why God gave us the ability to have a free mind. Because we are the ones that have to make the initial choices of where our lives are. True enough, God has predestined our lives to go a certain way. But see, we don't know what that destination is until we make the decision. God lives in what is called the eternal now. He knows the beginning, middle, and end all at the same time. But it is so important for us to take that first initial step, because we worry about what will happen, and then we let fear and dread and intrepidation keep us from moving forward. Because if we continue to keep doing what we're doing, guess what? We're going to keep getting what we're getting. And if you're being abused, don't fool yourself into thinking that one day he will, she will get tired of using you as a punching bag and then just start loving you. It is something innately wrong with that person that's abusing you, and it's not your fault. Listen, we're going to take a music break, but I want y'all to know we're not through with Woman of God, Ella Johnson, because I have had the pleasure of being on several Christian Facebook groups. And I want to ask Woman of God, why is it so difficult after the music break for us saved folks to find each other for a lasting, beautiful, lifetime relationship? We're going to talk about relationships because y'all know that's my forte. Y'all know that's my specialty. I always want to get some insight on how can we relate better to one another. Right now, here's Woman of God, Angel Starr, that's going to relate to us my joy, talking about the joy she has for Jesus. And I'm going to just sit here, close my eyes, and say amen.
Jesus, you are my joy. What a beautiful day to walk your way and tell the whole world about you, Lord. You are my joy, my strength, Lord, it comes from you. Worship is what I long to do. Jesus, my joy, my peace, Lord, it can't be broken. When I think of the things you have spoken, happiness is found in you.
Jesus,
my joy, my peace, Lord, it comes from you. My heart's desire is that you burn within me, Lord, you are my joy. Yes, you are, Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, yes. I want to be happy with you, Jesus. And I am happy to live this life. When I think of the blessings, Lord, I ask why. Why did you choose to love one like me? Jesus, my joy, my peace, Lord, it can't be broken. When I think of the things you have spoken, happiness is found in you. heart's desire is that you burn the fire within me, Lord. You are my joy. Oh, yes, you are Jesus. Hey, 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 hey. My joy when the storm's coming. My joy when the winds are blowing. Unspeakable joy when my mind is not at peace. I know I can count on you to put it to ease. Happiness is found in you,
Jesus.
My joy, my peace, Lord, it comes from you. My heart's desire is that you burn a fire within me.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We are here to celebrate the goodness of our God, as well as to encourage each and every one of you, God's children. We are so grateful for the love of Christ that we have within us. Amen. Goes right there. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. And my special guest is here, woman of God, Ella Johnson. And she shared a little bit about her life in Christ, some of the things that she has gone through, and shared some wonderful, wonderful suggestions and advice for those of us that are going through. But God is with us. We need to understand that we are not just aimlessly going through trials, tribulations, struggles, and trouble just for the benefit of being used in a very horrific way by the devil. God is allowing things to happen so that we will be more consecrated in our faith walk and trust God even more. Woman of God, I have read on several Facebook groups that it seems like there's such a division between men and women, and I understand the strategic purpose behind this separation, that there's this animosity that has been allowed to fester between men and women, not just in certain communities, not just in the white community, black community, Asian community, but I think it all actually started in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. They had their issues because of disobedience, lack of willingness to restrain ourselves from our own thoughts and put ourselves, our will, above God's ordained will. Is there any insight that you would share, and maybe something positive that we can walk away from this conversation, about this division between men and women, and how is the best way for men and women maybe to find love, maybe how to present ourselves in a more acceptable way so that we actually can find love, peace, and joy?
That's a good question, because I can concur with what you're saying, that yes, it does seem that we're divided. And I think a lot of it stems from everybody's out of place, you know. The men have not taken their rightful place, and women are having to fill the spot.
True.
Or at least they feel like they're having to fill the spot. So now when a man wants to come into my household and tell me what to do, it's very difficult when I've been paying my bills for the last 6 months, when I've been doing this and I've been doing this and that with no man, because I've already been dealing with a man who got out of his place and his position. Now you want me to believe that you can. And so it creates some animosity in a woman who now has to change that position because a man is supposed to do this or supposed to do that. So I think that the reason there's division is because women are having to get in a position they weren't designed to be in. And once you've
Amen.
Operated in that position, it's very difficult for me to give it up now. Because now I made myself secure with me and God. We've been handling things. So what do I need a man
yeah.
for? And that's where women are starting to think now, what do I need you for? You know, especially if you're not a believer. Especially if you're not a provider. Now, if you come with those skills not met, it's going to be very difficult for you to be able to acquire love. And I think that men have to get out of this whole old way of thinking that we may have established over time, because things have all gotten messed up over time. Life has a way of getting us so far away from God's word. It's just unbelievable.
Mm.
And I think we got to be
yeah.
honest, and we got to get back to what God intended for the family. And men need to
Amen.
Get back into their rightful place so that women can respect you. You know, you
Amen.
Can't beat up on me every night and then tell me that I got to submit to you. That's not going to happen. That's absolutely not going to happen.
No, that's not.
You know?
That's not. Whenever I respond, this issue about submission, it seems like the reaction is that the comment is made that, yes, women will say, I have no issue with submitting to the man if he's submitting in the right way, which I agree with. My thing is that why would you even marry a man that's not treating you in the right way? You know what I'm saying? But
and that's where the problem lies, is that we're not going to God for these wives and husbands.
Thank you. I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
Because my thing is that I understand when women say, that they don't need a man. But the truth of it is the Bible declares that it's not good for a man to live alone. And when he said that, he's talking about the generation of man as well as the gender of man. So it's not good for a woman to live alone. If this is her decision, if she's okay with being celibate, then that's fine. But I think a lot of that is said out of frustration when comments mm-hmm. are made that I don't need a man, because it's like I have been so wounded by men that I don't trust
yes.
men. That's what I actually
yes.
hear being said.
That's
so
exactly
my
what
thing
they're saying.
Is,
Yeah.
So my thing is that, we're living with this premise that I'm better off by myself. But the aching of the heart requires, you could say Jesus is my husband. Okay, I understand that language too. But at the same time, you don't have somebody to be there for you physically, to hug you, to cuddle with you, to have that shoulder to cry on. And I think sometimes that breeds hidden frustrations too, because God made us to be gregarious. God made us to fellowship with one another. So I agree with you that men are not in their proper place. My concern is that when the right man comes along, some women are so still in their hurt state and still so overly guarded that their suspicion has made the brother that is right guilty until he proves he's innocent. So what would you say to the sisters? Because I've said, made suggestions as a man, and then I get pushed back, well, that's just your opinion, Brother Ron. You're not a woman. You don't understand. I had to share one particular group. Y'all would be surprised that there are a lot of heartbroken men out there. We just never verbalize it. We never talk about it because it's considered by some not to be manly to talk about the pain that we go through and that love loss has really caused a heart ache within me, because most guys, we grew up with the idea that you're supposed to bounce back, get another woman, and move on. That's supposed to medicate any pain, and that proves that you are a real man. But that's not true. We have emotions. We have pain. We go through problems with disappointing, failed relationships, just like women do. Women are just more expressive about it. Is there anything that you would like to say to women
that may still
be carrying pain?
Right. I think that women have to learn how to heal. We jump into relationships too quickly. After one, we get out of one and we're right back into another one without healing and without learning. And when you do that, you free yourself from all of that guilt. So women have to do their part. It's nothing that's going to come out of the sky. It's nothing to do with the man. It has nothing to do with the man who hurt you. This is something that a woman has to do for herself. The same way we go and get our hair done, get our nails done, we fix up the outside. We have to be just as conscious about cleaning up the inside, too. the stuff people don't see. And when we realize and give more precedence to that, then we'll be able to have a conversation with a man and putting all the other men out of the picture so that we can be free and open to hear what he has to say. Because you made a very good point. That man could have gone through things too. It's not just us that hurt and cry over women, men too.
Yeah,
so it's not just about us. So to make a long story short, what women have to do is heal from the last relationship before you get into another one.
Amen. Amen. And I agree with that, and that is so true. And I don't know if maybe some of the women's feminist movement has kind of moved in on a lot of women's psyche, believing that maybe too, there are some things, some pains that I don't need to talk about, that I need to man up, so to speak, as a woman, and just suck it up, rub it in my chest, and then just take it and move on. But what that does is that hardens that pain. That doesn't remove it. It just stuffs it down to a place where it gets kind of embedded in our psyche and it can eventually infiltrate our spirit. And that's the one thing that we don't want. Woman of God, I thank you for your insight. I just wanted to share that so that our listeners can get, like you and I both know, we need some real talk when it comes to Christianity. We can quote Bible verses. Yes, we can quote Bible verses. We can share our testimony and sound real churchy. But you know what? Sometimes we need to just come with just a real general conversation and let them feel what comes from the heart reaches the heart. We have a few minutes or so left, woman of God. I don't want to press you, but I do want you to share with the listeners out there some of the wonderful ministry works that you're involved with so that my listeners can become your listeners and support you just like they're supporting me. Tell us about the event that you have going on your audio and on your television platform that my listeners I know are going to enjoy thoroughly.
Wonderful, wonderful, yes. You can find me on now. It looks like I'm Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Ella Johnson Show. Now, you mentioned real talk. It doesn't get any realer, that's a word, than on the Ella Johnson Show. We talk about everything. We talk about sex. I've had ministers on my show, real talk, the other night talking about sex, because if we can't talk about it in church, you have too many Christian couples that are getting divorced. So we need to address it from a biblical standpoint. So I talk about everything. You know, it can be from A to Z on the Ella Johnson Show. So definitely check me out on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern. I am a writer, so I have books. I have the Torn series, and that's getting ready to be relaunched. So you'll hear more about that coming. I have another book, Under the Influence, and my first children's book is going to be available soon. And these are also motivational messages. Then on the 22nd of September, I'm going live in Liberia because my Women at Work International, we do things for the community, not just in America, but I go international with it. That's why I called it Women at Work International. And we're going into the ghetto. And my company, anyone who wants to help with this, but we are going to be giving them toothbrushes and toothpaste and bath soap and mosquito nets. And we're going to feed them that day and minister to them. One of the models of my Women at Work International is, if a man is hungry, feed him first. If a man is hungry, don't turn him away. Feed him first, and he'll listen to anything you have to say. So feeding people is a setup to give them the word of God. You know, so we're going to minister to these young people who are on drugs. They live in the ghetto and abandoned housing. And I want to show them some love first so they'll listen to me. And as many kids as we can get out of the ghetto and get them into a rehab program, then we'll move forward as God moves that along. So it does take donations and help for stuff like that. So if anybody out there that wants God to use them, let the Lord use you. But yes, that's what I have going on right now. But I want you guys to tune in on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Next Tuesday, my first guest, she was addicted to crack. And now she went from crack to Christ. And she's going to tell her story on Tuesday night, 8 p.m., so Eastern.
Amen, amen. Y'all heard it, listeners. Y'all heard it, the Ella Johnson Show. She's going to keep it real. We just wanted you all to get a little bit of Ella Johnson on this Fire Gospel Experience platform so that you all will be encouraged. You'll be like, you know what, that sister came with some real truth, and I know you felt it. And then, listen, you can continue to feel it. You can continue to get some encouragement, not just from this woman of God, but from all the fabulous special guests that she has on her show too. And if you'd like to extend a guest invitation right now to the listeners out there. How would they get in touch with you, woman of God?
Sure. You can find me on Facebook under Ella Johnson. You can find me on Facebook under The Ella Johnson Show, Mahogany Motivations by Ella Johnson. You can find me on Instagram under Mahogany Motivations, or you can just simply text me, 407-334-6997. I am open for all of those areas of communication because I'm open to people, my people, any people that want to tell their story. So, yeah.
Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. Before you go, is there any last words of fruit that Holy Spirit God has placed in your spirit that you'd like to leave us with?
I just want people to get to know God for yourself. It's so important. The times are so uncertain right now. You're hearing everybody, even ministers, telling you this and telling you that. Get on your knees. Don't wait for something tragic to happen to throw you on your knees. Make a conscious effort today to get to know him and plug into what he wants for your life. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. Don't ever forget that.
Amen.
That's it.
Well, woman of God, we certainly appreciate you for all the fabulous work that you're doing. I consider it an honor and a pleasure to know you and to Kingdom collaborate with you. Whenever you have an update or whenever you feel that burning in your spirit to come back and be with us, you are certainly welcome. And you have an open invitation. I will make sure
I appreciate that. You too. You too. I'm going to bring you onto my show one day as well. So, yeah.
Amen. That sounds good. Let's Kingdom collaborate. Let's get that message about Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He is the only hope. And we are living witnesses of his blessings because I promise you, listeners, y'all looking at us now, but I promise you, if you knew our whole story, you would be amazed because we don't even look like nothing. Nothing.
What we've been through.
That we've been through. Amen.
Say that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I pray Holy Spirit God will keep you, cover you, bless you. Until we meet again, I pray God will continue to just bear so much fruit on you that he'll be pleased, he'll be tickled pink, and he's just going to keep on blessing you.
Amen. Same to you and your listeners.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Woman of God, Ella Johnson, was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, she was. Y'all heard that woman of God testifying about all of the wonderful things that God has done in her life. And I keep telling y'all, and I'm going to say it over and over and over again, God is not, and he has never been, a respecter of person. So that means that God is looking forward to being a blessing in your life as well. But what he is looking for is to see who has a sincere, who has a faithful heart, where he can use you in ways that you can't even imagine. He will take you from wherever you are onto places that you couldn't have even dreamed of. You tuned into Fire, the Gospel Experience. We about to get our sanctified praise on right here and right now.
Hello, I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, The River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussions, conversations, and the most uplifting and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie's Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with John Ross. And you can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Clarissa Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Santoria Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m., Realizing My Best Life with Janice Peterson. At 3 p.m. at Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie's Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up with Tony D's New Artist Profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with Apostle and Author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fire Show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in this gospel station is called by God to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533 or by email, therivermusic33@gmail.com. And you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained, experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
Oh, Lord, please order my steps.
Away. Amen. Goes right there. When he looks at us, as pitiful as we had been in our former life. He does not see those sins and that dirt and that defilement that we once wallowed in like a pig in a pig pen. What he sees is our blood-covered lives of his shed blood son, Jesus the Christ, over our lives and views us through the holiness of our Savior as if we had never sinned. Sounds of woman of God, Ernestine Hall, taking us to the throne of grace, talking about there is a fountain that blood flows from Hosanna's vein. Hosanna is Jesus the Christ. Thank you, woman of God, Ernestine Hall, for being such a beautiful vessel for God in your music ministry and in your life. We are about to indulge in Word of Inspiration, where you talented and gifted people that have a word of encouragement, a spoken word of blessings and encouragement, are invited to be my special guests on Word of Inspiration. You can get in touch with me on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. You can send me an email, say, Brother Ron, I'd like to be your special guest. I have a word from the Lord. Email your recorded 3 to 5 minute message on your cell phone and email it. If your schedule is so hectic and busy, I can put you in my library. Just send that 3 to 5 minute inspirational word of message to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. And we will be more than happy and delighted to have you be part of this kingdom building process right here on this fire gospel experience. Currently and presently, on recorded message is one of my all-time favorites. She has become a regular speaker on this fire gospel experience for Word of Inspiration. That is woman of God, Monique Washington, is going to share insight and inspiration with us on how to be strategic in prayers.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Minister Mo with your manna for today. I want to encourage you to be strategic when you pray. The enemy changes his tactics, and therefore you must be strategical. This is tactical warfare, spiritual warfare. We have to be on guard. As you can see, there's trees and little bushes all around, but there's also a little pathway. The enemy is going to use different methods, different routes to take to get to you to destroy, because he's sent to steal, kill, and destroy. Whatever dreams, whatever vision and goals God has set before you to accomplish, he is sent to destroy them, to steal them, and to kill you, okay? So the last few days I have been in spiritual warfare. I have been attacked. Why? Because there's a mission, there's a purpose, and a plan for my life. And that applies to you as well. So I want you guys, you all, to be on guard at all times. Not to show any sign of weakness. Why? Because when you do, the enemy can use that continuously and exploit it. And I also want you all to realize that you are more than a conqueror, okay? Know that. You are valuable. Know that you matter, okay? It's okay that you fall. It's okay that you stumble. But guess what? You have to get up, all right? I want you to realize that it's okay to change the strategy. It's okay to maneuver. It's okay not to go the same route, not to use the same thing just because someone else did this tactic, someone else did that. You try a different measure. Do something different all the time. Because when you use the same method, the same tactic, the same route, the enemy knows that, okay? Because he's going to change his tactic. He's going to change his route. You need to do the same thing. The enemy is bold, okay? You can't be scared. You can't be timid, right? Because if you're afraid, if you're worried, and if you're skittish, guess what? He's going to easily just come in and knock you over. You have to be bold, all right? Today, during my nap, the enemy came in through my dream, and it was my third dream. I had two dreams last night, and I had a third dream on today. And when I realized what he was doing, okay, I can't attack her while she's doing the daytime because she's too alert, she's too vigilant. So let me try to get infiltrate her dreams. But once I realized his strategy, his tactics, I went into my war room, into my prayer closet, and guess what? I began to fight spiritually because I realized this battle that I'm fighting, it was not in the natural, it was in the spirit. And so I began to pray. I began to use my tools, my weapons of warfare and strategically pray against the enemy and defeat him in prayer. And guess what? In the end, only voice that I did hear a response was, this was not over. Why? Because he realized he was defeated, so he had to come back with another tactic. But guess who's not scared? I'm not scared. And I want you all to know, guess what? You do not have to be scared. You do not have to fear. But guess what you need to be? It's strategic. Because this is a spiritual warfare. This is a battle. But guess what? You have to be strategic, okay? In the military, we have to be tactical and strategic, right? And we have to put on, in the natural, we have to be, help me, Lord God. We have, and spiritually, we have to put on the whole armor of God. In the military, we have to put on all our battle rattle, all our gear to prepare for war. And spiritually, we have to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the sword of spirit, the shield of faith, that our feet may be shod into the preparation of gospel of peace. Guess what? Put on your whole armor, ladies and gentlemen. Children, put on your whole armor. Don't be afraid of the enemy, because God is our war. He's our warrior. And guess what? He fights for us. We have to be prepared for battle at all times. Don't sleep, because the enemy is not sleeping. He's seeking whom he can destroy, who can he can devour. And guess what? We're not giving him any room, ladies and gentlemen. This is your word for today. When enemy is when the enemy comes in like a flood, yes, God's going to raise a standard against him. But guess what? We have to be strategic in our planning, okay? When he changes plans, guess what? You change yours, okay? All right. Be encouraged on today. Stay on the battlefield, ladies and gentlemen, and allow God to fight your battles. But be strategic when he comes in, all right? You change your plans, and when he changes his, stay up, be blessed, peace and love, one servant to another.
Yes, Lord. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. She said, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Don't be afraid. Amen. Because there are several scriptures in the Bible that repeatedly and over again tell us, don't be afraid. The Word of God tells us in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yay! I will help thee. Yay! I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Lord Jesus, he said, I only need one hand, probably only one finger on that one hand of his holy, holy, righteous power. God is a deliverer. Thank you, woman of God. Monique Washington. You're tuned in to By the Gospel Experience. We heard from woman of God, gospel artist Ernestine Hall. And before that, we heard from Men Afraid, wanting God to just show me the way. And he will do that. I'm a witness. I promise you he will. We are about to get our sanctified praise on with man of God, Chad Howard. Chad Howard. He wants to let you know that you can come this far by faith. Thank you, man of God, Chad Howard, for those very encouraging and sanctified, spiritually real words.
Hello, this is Gloria Boware, former radio and TV host, also the Music Love Awards Promoter of the Year nominee and winner. If you are a gospel artist or group and you are looking for professional promotion, you can contact me at 256-307-0617 or email me at theboarenetwork@gmail.com. I am inviting you to contact me. We are currently seeking to promote new artists and other gospel groups for conferences, revivals, and concerts. You're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring Him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is. He's working it out. Thank you, woman of God, Candy Staten, letting us know it's all about hallelujah anyway. And then you say, well, Brother Ron, how can I lift up my voice when my heart is sinking so low, so heavy? Well, I'm going to tell you this. What we do is we make it a point to honor God and to give him praise in the good times so that we have already established a pattern of praising God regardless, hear me now, of the circumstances. Because look, when we learn that our circumstances are actually coming to us to invigorate us to recite more praise to God. Thank you, God, for keeping me in spite of what I'm going through. Thank you, dear God, for strengthening my heart and watering this mustard seed of faith. Thank you for your word abiding in me so that I don't have to look at my troubles, but I can see you delivering me right now. And the people that know you're going through, Lord Jesus, they gonna say, how does he do it? How is she able to do what she's doing to keep her spirits uplifted when we know she's hurting inside? What we do is when opportunity presents itself, we live our testimony. But when we speak our testimony, we say, don't you know I trust in the Lord God? He is the one that's keeping me. Amen. Goes right there. We say hallelujah anyhow. Lord Jesus, thank you for your spirit that dwells in us. Holy Spirit, God, that keeps our head above the waters of our troubles, trials, and tribulations so that we can look up to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. We want to share inspirational words with you, and yes, you too, from the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter. We're going to take a look at verses 3 through 5, and we're going to talk about specks and beams. You say, what's that, Brother Ron? Well, I'm going to let our Lord Jesus tell you, because he can tell it far better than I can. I just got 2 cents that I want to add in to the beautiful word of God. It's going to be correct word, not just something I just came up on my own. Matthew 7 and 3 says, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Talking about a big old 10-foot 2x4. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Now, we all know that saying of when you accuse or point one finger at someone, there are 4 fingers pointing back at you. Yeah, you've heard that. Our Lord Jesus has just spoken about judgmental ways that we all tend to be sometimes. Saved, unsaved, we just have that tendency to be judgmental over other people. But he says we should not judge as a judge who has rights and full privileges to announce verdicts and consequences on individuals. Don't do that. Don't even try that. But we can judge for the perspective of the known aspects of a person. And what I mean is, if you're caught stealing, we can judge you according to the facts. You've been caught. You're a thief. That's not being judgmental. That's telling it like it is. That's judgment of discernment. We can see clearly. We're not passing judgment. We're not trying to send nobody to hell. We're not God in that sense. If you're caught stealing, yeah, you're a thief. If you're caught telling a lie, guess what? Then someone has lied, and if it's habitual, they are a liar. We're not labeling them. We're not judging them. We're calling it out. Amen. So listen, we're not to arbitrarily pronounce an accusation based on our emotions, our hearsay, or propaganda. But when we see the fruit, we can't declare apples from oranges and oranges from pears. And yet, we will go all around the mulberry bush, lurking and looking behind every nook and cranny to openly decry what someone else has done or is suspected of doing. Matthew 73 says, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Lord, have mercy. Have we become so accustomed to our huge beams of sin, fault, and misstep, failures, that we have flagrantly become numb through our own erroneous ways? Our Lord requires for us to sweep around our own front door before we sweep around someone else's in the voice of the Williams brother. We will study so long and hard about someone else that we virtually lose sight of ourselves. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate? Beloved, this self-examination is yet another reference point for us to measure if we are truly in Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. And if so, how much? I remember how much I hated to apologize because I felt the world had been so mean and cruel and unforgiving to me that I had no capacity to show sympathy, empathy, or reconciliation for anyone else. I had to learn better. I had to learn more about the ways of Jesus the Christ to outgrow my own pain or past hurt. Just like me and woman of God, my special guest, Ella Johnson, just talked about. We can't stay in the hurting position because when we stay hurt, we become helpless to the kingdom building process of our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 7:4 says, or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine own eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. We're talking about specks and beams here on this Fire Gospel Experience, giving you some real good sanctified inspiration from Matthew 7, chapter 3 and 5. It's in the book. I'm not making this up. Here's Clarence Fountain and the Alabama Vine Boys. When you find out about them specks and them beams, you need to do what the Lord say do. Yes, sir.
Lord, I'm gonna do what the Lord say do. What the Lord say do. What the Lord said to you,
what the Lord said to
you. I tried lying,
didn't work.
I tried gambling,
didn't work.
I tried everything under the sun. I'm gonna do
what the Lord said to you,
what the Lord said to you,
what the Lord said
to you. Lord, I'm gonna do
what the Lord said to you,
what the Lord said to you,
what the Lord said to you.
What the Lord said to you,
what the Lord said to you.
I tried lying,
didn't work.
Tried gambling,
didn't work.
I tried everything under the sun. I'm gonna
do what the Lord said to you,
what the Lord said to you. sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh yeah, I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. I'm gonna do what the Lord said do.
Be blind, but they sure can sing. Amen. Do what the Lord say do. Plain and simple. We just gonna leave it right there, right there. We are embracing for your spiritual enlightenment specs and beams coming from Matthew, the 7th chapter, 3rd through the 5th verse. Yes, indeed, because Lord Jesus, we know that we have some issues that we need to take an honest look at once and for all, to get it straight in our own minds. Lord, help us to do just that. We left off from Matthew 7:4, where it says, Lord Jesus, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Is it because we're so negligent about looking at our own selves? Is it because our image is so distasteful that we would rather live life in self-denial and then pretend we're better than everybody else, ignoring those things that we know we need to remove by God's grace? Ask God to forgive us. Ask God to wash us one more time. We're really not that bad, is what we think. God would have us to look at our beams within ourselves in all this glory, good, bad, and ugly, and then we would be better apt and beneficial to those specks in our brother's eyes more clearly. And yes, we are our brother's keeper. To answer Cain's question to God in Genesis 4:9, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Beloved, God intends for each one of us to take not good, but great care for one another. God says, as you would do for yourself, do unto others. That's why he gifted us with certain gifts and abilities and inclinations, mind, body, and spirit. Gifts, abilities, inclinations. Why he allowed even those very difficult days and even horrible times to come into our lives. Beloved, don't you know that the greater pain you endure, that even far greater blessings of grace, favor, and God's presence will reign over you, over your life, over your ministry like a flood in a rainstorm? But when we delay to confess of our own idle, dysfunctional, and errant ways, we hold back our destiny to do those great and mighty things that our Almighty God has already prepared for you and I to do and to receive. What a terrible shame it would be
to block your own blessing because we're too rebellious to take an honest look at our own selves first. Amen. Look at that beam, and then we'll be able to see specks better from those brothers and sisters of ours that are in need of us coming to them to hold them up so that they can be the best that they can be for our Lord Jesus, because he died for us so that now, guess what? We can live for him. Hallelujah. Sometimes it takes the healing grace of God's mercy as those beams are being removed. Here's woman of God, Carolyn Traley, saying about healing in his hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We appreciate you so much. You're worthy of my praise.
There's healing in your hand, oh Lord. There's healing in your hand. There's power in your hand. There's power in your hands, oh Lord, there's power in your hand. Can you help me see? Thank you.
God is a healer. Yes, he is. Don't you know that? Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, Kelly Traylor, for letting us know about that healing power. We've experienced it in one way or another, whether we know it or not. God has healed us in so many ways that we just call his name, Jehovah Rapha. God, you are a wonderful, wonderful healer. Thank you, my special guest, woman of God, Ella Johnson. You have came and just provided us with so much insight, so much encouragement. We're going to keep on keeping on in the beautiful name of Jesus. Just because you stopped by this fire gospel experience and shared what you shared, looking forward to having you come back. Thank you, woman of God, Monique Washington, for sending so many of those inspired words of encouragement, for word of inspiration. Bless each one of you sanctified women of God. Thanking all of the listeners who listen to this broadcast, you can go to my Facebook page and pull up my archive. There's also a fire Facebook page. You don't have to wait until Saturday noon Central Time and then Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time to listen to these encouraging fire gospel experience ministry broadcasts. You can go to YouTube, Ron E. Jefferson. You can go to Twitter, Ron E. Jefferson 60, and you can go to Positive Power 21 Christian Media and listen to these sanctified broadcasts and then share them with a friend. I want to thank each and every one of you that have sent financial donations to support this broadcast. If you're inclined to do so, your donation will be certainly appreciated. $R, Ron, E, Fire, 60 is the Cash App, and I thank you in advance. I'd like to leave you all with just this final word of encouragement so that you all can be blessed through and through. Sometimes we should be willing to take some blame instead of spreading the shame. Remember what we're talking about, specks and beans on this fire gospel experience. Amen. Amen. Goes right there. I'm going to leave you with a spirit of praise from this man of God, Danny Hudson. So until next time, it's a praise party. Y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the bestest best friend that anyone could ever have. Who else going to die for you? Nobody but Jesus. Thank you, man of God, Danny Hudson, for getting this praise party going live. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise him on my left, praise him on my right. glory, listen. Yeah, cause it's a
Shadow build my bones. Shadow build my life. You can try to get it on.